Man, am I going to have to break this out?
Oh, no. It's been a minute.
Pour one.
No, no.
For the headliner's plane. The plane that has, quote unquote, crashed into the hillside there at headliners.
It's down. God. Oh, no.
It's
oh,
down. No.
Oh, what happened?
Wind. It's a tree.
No.
Not the plane at headliners.
It. Crush.
It is done, and an icon in Louisville is down forever. Get any worse?
Oh, yeah, that's tragic.
This is terrible. From WHAS 11.
Take a look at this. Watch as a massive tree falls right on the iconic airplane that is at Headliners Music Hall.
No, don't do it. Don't show the footage. Don't show the footage.
They're off Lexington Road, right near Butchertown. There's the plane on the hillside.
Oh,
we've seen
no.
it for decades. According to this Facebook post, the heavy wind tonight likely caused it to fall.
No, Doug Prophet, you get those words back!
Smashing the airplane into pieces. No one was injured, and Headliner says it is their intention to save as much as the plane as possible.
No, yes. Try to salvage
it. Rebuild.
Try to salvage it.
That airplane, by the way, did not crash there.
No, wait, what?
It was put there by the original owners.
Come on,
conspiracy
now.
Conspiracy theory.
Of the bar called Cliffhangers.
Mm.
It was a marketing stunt.
Okay, well, anyways, the lore has it that a plane crashed into the side there at Hill.
And we just left it there.
All those
That's right. years.
All those years.
No one's heard from the pilot. Could still be wandering around the area. We don't know.
Could be haunting the headliners there, the pilot of that plane. Listen, we just talked to the mayor last week. You need to halt all other city functions. We need to restore the plane.
All efforts to the plane.
Bike lanes be
yes.
damned. Let's go back.
Let's go
and
all in on the headliner's
restore
plane.
Restore the headliner's
the cliffhanger
plane.
/headliner's plane.
Oh.
Fun fact, for my first job in town, our sister station was at another building, Distillery Commons, right next door.
Yeah.
So I would come in my first year living here.
Look at that plane.
I got to look at that plane every day when it pulled into the parking lot to go into work. It's an icon.
I will say that when we were scouting other areas, we landed here at Hurstbourne and Shelbyville Road. Distillery Commons was one of the areas that we were looking at.
That would have been a throwback
to move
to and an we earlier would have, time yep, for one of our properties.
Right next to Headliners there.
Yeah.
And that plane was just an icon.
Yes. What a legendary venue. And that is synonymous with headliners is that plane.
So,
glad. Save the plane. Hashtag save the plane.
Glad no one was hurt, but
yes. But our hearts were hurt.
We got a text message from Anna. It says, anything else that happens bad in 2026, I'm immediately blaming Ben.
Why me? Why?
What? Did we just put a curse on the rest of the year because we talked about this?
Listen.
Oh,
listen,
no.
What? So, next week, when the Popelik Monster trestles come down because of some sort of storm.
It's because we spoke this into existence.
Yes.
So sorry.
Any other Louisville lore that happens that's bad.
But
then,
look, who else is going to cry out in agony publicly over the headliner's plane? I say no one else because we're the show that cares.
Listen, there may not have been tornadoes here in the metro, but we felt it.
There was a fallen tree on the plane.
We felt it. Without us, metro plays in our heart. What am I going to do when I drive by it now?
Yeah.
Silently weep in my car?
Yes, as Anna pointed out. Can 2026 get any worse? He said that.
I said it.
Cheers, okay. Down our face. Okay.
Listen, like Kelly said, we're the show that cares.
We're going to pick up the pieces and try to move forward.
Rebuild.
We're going to try to rebuild.
Rebuild.
Our hearts and the plane.
Rebuild.
We're going to rebuild.
Move on. All right. It's 99.7 DJX.
By the way, Missy said, it's not because you brought up the plane. It's because Ben said, can 2026 get any worse?
Oh.
Karma is going to take that as a challenge, sir. That was the fatal phrase.
Was that the fatal
that
phrase?
That was the nail in the coffin for the year. So just point your finger back at Ben Davis.
Sorry.
If we start to go downhill from here.
I was going to say, if the tipping
point. If
this
was the peak and then we're going downhill, it's because Ben Davis spoke it into existence.
That right.
With that phrase.
Sorry. It's 99.7 DJX. That's my bad.
Yes.
That's my bad. I'll take the L on that one.